gentlemen. It is time for the K-Taos Dating Game, our first ever Valentine's Day excursion into the dating game experience. I'm your host, Patty Mack, and here's my sexy sidekick. It's Nettie.
Good morning, pal. And God.
All right, kids. Today we've got three virile and exciting young bachelors all vying for the opportunity to win a date with a lovely young lady.
Our daring and dapper young men will field some very pointed and potentially provocative questions from our single and sexy bachelorette.
The bachelorette will then select the bachelor she finds the most intriguing, the most exciting, the most compatible, and who knows, maybe she'll just pick the sexiest voice. I don't know.
I don't know either, but the point is she will pick someone. Whoever that someone is, the two of them will go on a spectacular date sampling some of the best that Taos has to offer.
So, let's get started and meet our bachelors. That's our bachelor music.
Love it.
All right. He's a man of many talents, and this being Taos, almost as many jobs. He can pour you a whiskey back with a cold beer back, and he can loosen your shoulders, give your back a crack as well. He knows his trivia, but there's nothing trivial about Bachelor Number One, Mike Shaw.
Yeah, Michael. Bachelor Number Two makes his living beating on things. Lucky for us, those things he beats on make beautiful music. He's no stranger to the Playboy Mansion or the Playboy lifestyle. After all, he is a rock star. Every band needs a backbeat, and every lady loves a man who's got rhythm. Bachelor Number Two, Norm Cutliff.
And our third bachelor brings some far-off romantic exotica to our panel. He's dark and mysterious and filled with fun and a certain curiosity that comes from being a world traveler. He's a mixologist by trade and loves nothing more than mixing it up with the opposite sex. His concoctions are both intoxicating and irresistible. He's bachelor number three, Rashawn Pereira. These are three bachelors, and Nettie's going to step on outside and go grab our bachelorette. That's for later.
I'll be right back.
Love the music, don't you, fellas? Maybe she chickened out. Where'd she go?
Yeah.
Seriously, maybe she bailed.
Yeah, she heard the lineup and she's out here. You guys
want to
go on with me?
Ta-da! All right, I see our lovely bachelorette has made it. Very nice. I'll go ahead and read this, Nettie, since you're busy. Let's meet our bachelorette after living in Colorado for most of her life. She was drawn to Taos. It was such a strong draw, it forced to move 9 months ago. 11 years, fellas, in the yoga and therapeutic sector, along with her lust for fierce mountains and great art, has brought her to our desert oasis. Her name is Erica. She spends her time with friends, soaking in the springs, eating massive amounts of green chili, and, of course, loving the sunsets. She loves to dance, eat candlelit dinners. She spends hours pondering the world by the fire. Loves to travel and ski, and she loves race cars as well. It is our bachelorette for today. It is Erica. All right. Very good. We have all our principals, all our participants. You know how this works.
Check, check.
There you go. All right, you know how this works. Our bachelorette has a series of questions in front of her. She will ask these questions of our three bachelors, bachelor number one, bachelor number two, and bachelor number three. Now, before we get started, because you never know what kind of clues you can gather just by hearing that voice, we'll ask our bachelors to say hello to Erica. Bachelor number one, say hello to Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Bachelor number two, say hello to Erica.
Hello, Erica.
Bachelor number three, say hello to Erica.
Good morning to you.
All right, those are our bachelors. I don't know if you found any clues from that, Erica, but first of all, I want to say good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Patty.
Well, it's great to see you, and thank you for participating in the dating game today. You excited?
Very.
Okay, we when you do hand gestures, the radio audience can't see that. This is not television. So, yes, you're very excited. We have a number of questions in front of us, and it's your turn to ask our bachelors some questions. You ready?
Sure.
All right, let's get this started. Erica.
Okay, bachelor number one. Turquoise is the color that best describes me because I love the desert and I love being here in New Mexico. What color best describes you and why?
I think the best color to describe me would be white, as in white light, because if you spread me apart like a spectrum, I include all colors of the rainbow, including turquoise.
Ooh, yes, I like that.
Okay,
like nice that. Answer.
Bachelor number two, same question.
Wow. I just got completely juked from bachelor number one. I would have to say green. I'm Irish. I'm pretty lucky. I'm a lucky boy.
All right, very nice. Yeah.
Number three?
I was not going to say blue because it's just everybody says the blue, but I was going to say the white too, just because of the where we are right now and the snow and that's where the beauty is.
Ah, the snow. I like that. All right, very good. All right.
Perfect. All right. So, number three, you're stranded on an island, and if you could pick three things to be there with you, what would they be?
I want a hammock.
Nice.
And I want you.
Nice.
And, shoot. Yeah, what else? And this has to be some trees.
Has to be some trees. A hammock, trees,
hammock.
And you. All right.
All right, bachelor number two.
Same question.
Yes.
toothbrush.
Excellent.
Fingernail clippers.
Uh-huh.
And, rolling papers.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Bachelor number one. Yeah, that's why the toothbrush is necessary.
Okay. Same question for you, bachelor number one.
Same question. This is like a tropical deserted island or something.
Make it up.
I'm going to go a raft, a large jar of honey, and you, so we can go out in a lagoon and watch the sunset with a large jar of honey together.
Oh, the crowd likes that answer.
These boys, I like
them. Crowd likes that answer. All right, very good. Erica.
All right. Bachelor number two, your house is on fire, and you only have a short period of time to grab a few things and get out. What would they be and why?
Ooh, okay. Well, since I'm a 33-year-old drummer that lives at home with his mother and father, I would.
That's so honest.
I would. I'd probably grab my mom and dad and my drum set.
There you go.
Excellent. All right.
All right. Number three.
Tools of the trade.
House
plus
on fire. Let me know what you're gonna take.
Yeah, I need my money. All this stuff.
Okay.
And
good call. Practical.
And my passport and my daughter.
Ah, excellent. Three good choices. I like that.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that question. Number one, I love music. What would be your theme song and why?
Uh-huh.
I would say it might be a little bit before your time, which might be dating myself, but I think it was an old Little River Band song called I Want to Kiss You All Over.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to leave it to explain for itself.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure I know that one.
I think that's Exile. I want to kiss you
all over.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it.
Excellent choice. All right. Good
all
theme
right.
song.
It's number two. Theme song.
My theme song would have to be Sexual Healing.
Ooh. Little Marvin Gaye goes a long way
the Ben
on
Harper
Valentine's
version's
Day.
Not bad.
All right. Very good.
Say, all right. Number three.
I like the Chardonnay's King of Zorro, and I'm feeling that way today.
I have that in my car, actually.
All right, so three excellent answers. I like all three of those.
I like them, though.
The crowd apparently agrees with that.
Right?
Everybody likes that answer. All right, Erica, next.
All right. So pretend I'm Santa Claus. You're a little boy sitting on my lap, and what do you want for Christmas?
Ooh,
which
Santa Claus.
Which contestant, darling? I am going to ask that to number two.
Number two. You're the little boy on Erica's Santa Claus lap.
I'm sitting on Erica's lap.
You're sitting on my lap.
Do you have a beard?
I totally have a beard.
Okay. Okay, this just got weird.
Yeah. It's always weird when the beard shows up.
Waxing places around here never work out for me. I don't know.
What do I want? I want world peace.
Oh,
for the whole world.
The whole world.
Okay.
not just part of the world.
I feel like I'm a pageant contestant right now.
You totally.
I would like world peace.
Okay.
Say it in a really sultry voice.
For the world.
World peace.
For the world.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay.
For the world. For the children. I would like the children to. Okay.
I got it back. I got it back.
Okay. Now, number one.
Same question, or?
You know, I'm thinking about asking this silly, silly question, because number one seems to have really silly answers. So I'm going to say, I like ice cream. What flavor are you?
Wow.
Ice cream.
They're silly, huh? What flavor am I? I'm going to go with Rocky Road.
Rocky Road.
Oh, okay.
Very rich, very tasty, and a little bit nutty.
Ooh, excellent answer. I love that.
That was good.
Rich, tasty, and nutty.
Got nuts on that one, I think.
All right, two scoops, please. You
All
want
right.
somebody else to answer that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, number okay. three.
Number three. What ice kind of ice flavor. Cream are you?
I guess I'm just going with the chocolate chip. And like you said, I like the crunchy part. So, yeah, going for the chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip for bachelor number three.
All right, number three. Here's another one for you. It's raining and snowing. The wind's blowing. It's nasty weather. We have to cancel the weekend plans that we made. What are you going to do with me instead?
I have first thoughts. I can go. I got two things though.
Only
and
two.
Let's go bowling.
Bowling.
We want to go bowling. So we're headed to Española.
Yes.
Yay.
Here we go.
Yes.
And what's the other?
Another one is going skiing. Of
going
course.
Skiing.
Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful.
Very good.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Bachelor number two, same question.
Number two.
Yeah, this jerk over here just stole my answer. Well, obviously we're in Taos. It's gorgeous. It's bad weather, but that means we're styling up on the mountain. So we've got to go up to the mountain, and maybe we'll just stay the night, have a nice dinner at the Saint Bernard, and wake up and get some fresh powder.
Sounds like a good idea. Number one answer.
I was going along the lines of a hike or snowshoeing and then later build a fire. And if we don't have a fireplace, then I'm pretty handy. I'll just make a fireplace and then we'll have a fire and a little bit of vino maybe, a nice little homemade dinner. That always works pretty well for me.
Crowd likes that answer,
all
too.
All three of them are awesome.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with any of those three. Erica, go ahead.
Okay.
She's thinking hard on these questions.
Yeah, so hard.
They're very good questions.
They are. Yeah, it's just, how do you know? Let's see. I've been described by some people as spunky because of my high energy level. What about you, and what kind of animal best fits your personality, and why?
Kind of animal best fits
so
your personality.
An animal, and we have spunk. And we have the because. That's a lot of questions.
And which
number one.
Number one, all right.
Okay, number one.
I've been described as spunky because of my high energy level. What about you? Let's just cut that down to what about you.
I've been described as really liking spunky.
Okay. Very pointed. I like it.
I'm going to go back to, I think I'm probably described a little bit nutty and pretty high energy. And because I'm a little bit nutty and
fairly energetic.
And those are your reasons why.
It's, yeah. Okay. So I don't have to go into the animal thing, though, right?
No. We can skip the animal thing.
Okay. I'll go with that. Let's go with fun in the middle. I've been described as fun because I'm spunky and nutty.
Take the middle way. All right, number two.
You definitely are fun. I like sitting next to you, man. I'm definitely high energy. Definitely high energy, but I also love having my downtime and being completely lazy. I think there's a nice balance there. I guess you could consider I'm a fairly balanced human being.
Very nice.
I love having fun, but I also love reining it in, though, too. Like, I like having that alone time, connection time with myself.
Okay. And world peace. All right, bachelor number three.
I guess I had to go with the solid ass elephant and running around in the jungle as free as I can. So.
All right, we're coming down to our last question. Pick one, and then you'll have to pick, or you'll get to pick a bachelor. Erica, this one is going to have to go out to all three of them, so.
All right, so I'm a cat and you're a dog. How are we going to work this out, bachelor number one? You sat in the first seat.
Yeah, they made me. I would say we'll work it out like we normally do, which is... being the dog and you being the cat, I will probably chase you around for quite a while. But deep down inside, I'm all bark, and once I catch you, I probably just lick you to death.
Oh my! Oh, all right.
Goodness wow. gracious!
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I'm a little slightly turned on.
All right. Scooting back, and number two.
You're the cat. I'm the dog. How are we going to work this out? Oh, all the cats and dogs I've ever seen get along just wonderfully, so there'll be no chasing. We're already curled up in a ball in the corner cuddling, so there's nothing to work out.
Nice.
Using the word
nice.
Cuddling.
All right.
That sounds easier, though, than like you've seen on the pictures and stuff. I'm going to let you ride on my shoulder.
Ooh, I like that. Very good.
How many people have?
Wow, it's crazy.
Huge crowd.
All right, those are our questions. It's time now for our lady to make her decision. But before that, as this is a game show, we need to have a commercial break. So we're going to make you wait. Will it be bachelor number one? Will it be bachelor number two? Or will it be bachelor number three? Eric's decision awaits. Welcome back to the dating game, K-Town Style, our first ever, and God, I hope it's not the last. This has been way too much fun, Annette.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Having a blast.
All right, the time has come for our lovely bachelorette to make that decision. Will it be bachelor number one? Will it be bachelor number two? Will it be bachelor number three? Erica, a tough decision for you today, but that time has come. Will it be one, two, or three?
All right, Patty, I think that I am going to go ahead and stick with the theme, the middle way, and pick bachelor number two.
Uh-oh. We're on check.
All right, we have a winner. It is bachelor number two. What's the matter?
Check. There we go. Okay.
All right, you, of course, did not select bachelor number one. Bachelor number one is Mike. He's a man of many talents, and this being talents, almost as many jobs. He can pour you a whiskey with a cold beer back. He can loosen your shoulders, give your back a crack. He knows it's trivia, but there's nothing trivial about bachelor number one. You did not select Mike Shaw. Mike, meet Erica.
Hi,
Dan.
How are you?
All right, you also did not select bachelor number three. Our third bachelor brings some far-off romantic exotica to our panel. He's dark and mysterious and filled with fun and a certain curiosity that comes from being a world traveler. He's a mixologist by trade and loves nothing more than mixing it up with the opposite sex. His concoctions are both intoxicating and irresistible. He's bachelor number three, Rashawn Pereira. Say hello to Erica, Rashawn. And now, Erica, it is the moment of truth. It is the time to meet the bachelor you did select. Bachelor number two makes his living beating on things. Uh-oh. Lucky for us, those things he beats on make beautiful music. He's no stranger to the Playboy Mansion or the Playboy lifestyle. After all, he is a rock star. Every man needs a backbeat, and every lady loves a man who's got rhythm. Your choice, bachelor number two, Norm Cutliffe. There's our lovely couple. And let's find out what our lovely couple is doing on their big day. Nettie.
Well, first of all, our couple is going to hand feed each other some tasty, tempting, delicious cupcakes from Dazzling Delights. Dazzling Delights, sweets for your sweetheart in the Yucca Plaza. Next, let's rid ourselves of all the stresses of the everyday world with a couple's massage at Taos Spa and Tennis Club. The experts there will rub all your troubles away in a romantic fashion befitting our lovebirds. Taos Spa and Tennis Club rubs you the right way. And finally, our lovely couple will be treated to a fantastic dinner for two and at the one and only Sabroso. Fine dining with an award-winning wine list to loosen your inhibitions. Let the wood fire grill ignite the passion in you. Sabroso Restaurant and Bar in the quaint and beautiful Arroyo Seco.
Aw, thank you, lovely Nettie, and thank you to everybody who participated. By the way, bachelors number one and number three are not going to go away empty-handed. They win a K-Taos t-shirt and a fabulous new CD as well. Our thanks to all our bachelors today, and our congratulations to Norm and Erica. Do the dating game thing. That's our dating game for today. And I will leave you with something from, well, we'd be remiss if we didn't play Barry White, right? This also happens to be Patty Mac's favorite tracks, brought to you by Taos Pharmacy and the Total Health and Wellness Center of Taos. Thanks for joining us on The Dating Game.
I've heard people say that